From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Some Minnetonka High School students rescued a lost dog in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The five teens were on a canoe trip this week when they saw a note scrawled on a rock at their island campsite saying, "Lost dog, call DNR." The boys soon spotted Toma, the lost Shetland sheepdog. The teens, all cross-country runners, tried chasing the dog, but Toma was too fast. The teens spotted the dog the next morning and grabbed him. With the dog in the canoe, they paddled to meet one of the boys' dads, who drove them to the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station in Tofte, where there was a sign with Toma's name and his owner's phone number. The Star Tribune reports Toma was reunited with his owners. Thousands of people turned out in Duluth to watch majestic tall ships sweep in under the aerial lift bridge. The fleet entered Duluth on Thursday in a grand parade of sail to kick off this week's Tall Ships Festival. The city of Duluth expects big crowds for the festival. The festival is expected to generate as much as $15 million for the Duluth economy and draw at least 250,000 visitors. More than 25 tall ships are taking part in a tour of 22 Great Lakes ports. A chunk of state-owned land on the shores of Lake Superior has been sold for over $1 million and will benefit public schools. The 65-acre property includes nearly 1,700 feet of lakeshore, 10 miles north of Silver Bay. It was sold to two individuals during a public auction Wednesday. State lawmakers last year approved the sale of lake land to boost funding for schools. The sale had previously been prohibited unless approved by the legislators. Not everyone is happy about the sale of the prime property, including the Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota. Executive Director Brett Feldman called the sale disappointing. Advocates had hoped a state trail would be built on the land, but the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says it prefers a connection to the nearby Gitche-Gami Trail be built further inland. Minnesota bear researcher Lynn Rogers has taken his battle with the Department of Natural Resources to court. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reports that Rogers sued the DNR on Tuesday. His lawsuit asks the court to allow Rogers to continue his work putting radio collars on wild bears. Monday, Rogers asked Governor Mark Dayton to overturn the DNR's decision to not renew the permit for Rogers' Ely-based Wildlife Research Institute. Dayton declined to do so, but said Rogers could seek a review by an administrative law judge. The DNR contends Rogers' practice of hand-feeding bears has made them too accustomed to humans, creating a public safety threat. Rogers disputes that his methods make bears unafraid of humans. The DNR plans to file its response by the beginning of the week. Authorities in East Central Minnesota have seized thousands of marijuana plants with an estimated street value of more than $4 million. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officers executed a federal search warrant Wednesday on a parcel of land near Hinckley. Agents seized more than 5,500 marijuana plants. Minnesota U.S. Attorney B. Todd Jones says the raid was aimed at destroying the plants before they could enter the illegal drug market. Pine County Sheriff Robin Cole tells WDIO-TV the marijuana was spread in patches over 40 acres. He wouldn't say whether the land was public or privately owned. Despite a record late ice out, spring waterfowl surveys show that Minnesota's breeding duck population has improved from last year. The Department of Natural Resources estimates the state's breeding duck population at 683,000 compared with 469,000 last year. This year's estimate is 10% above the long-term average. This year's Canada goose population is estimated at 250,000, considerably less than last year's 416,000. The DNR says cold temperatures and April snowfall combined with a late ice out reduced nesting success. But DNR Wildlife Section Chief Paul Thielander says the goose population remains higher than managers want it to be. So Minnesota will hold its first ever August Canada goose season from the 10th of August through the 25th in a special zone in west central Minnesota. A new Minnesota law will make it easier for homeowners to recycle used paint. Guidelines that take effect next summer will create a network of hardware and paint stores that accept old paint for free, then ship it to approved processing sites. The Star Tribune reports the new rules will shift the cost of paint waste onto manufacturers instead of counties, which currently accept old house paint from consumers and sometimes charge a fee for every can or bucket they take. The state estimates that 700,000 gallons of paint get recycled annually, while another 500,000 sit in dusty basements or illegally wind up in landfills. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.